Sing Out was founded nearly 70 years ago by a group of folks who loved roots music. Today, it's a vital and entertaining online resource for anyone who loves folk music the world over. As in the past, thousands of people turn to Sing Out to read about and learn from the artists who play the music. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Women's History Month, as a national celebration each March, was established in 1981. It began as Women's History Week and was finally set as Women's History Month in 1987. As many listeners know, I am an old-time banjo player. When I began seriously learning how to play, I attended the Augusta Heritage Folk Arts Old-Time Music Week at Davis and Elkins College in Elkins, West Virginia in 1995. It was a wonderful experience, and I have attended at least annually each year since then. One thing that has changed in my 35 years of attendance, early on it was mostly a boys' club with little participation by women either as students or as instructors. Remarkably, each year more and more women have attended and have been offered as instructors. There is a reason for this. In the early days of old-time country music, there were very few women performers. Today, there are many female players establishing a new tradition. This week on the Sing Out Radio Magazine, we celebrate Women's History Month by surveying women's contributions to old-time music from the onset of the recording industry to today's talented players. Our theme music is from the Reed Island Rounders, featuring fiddler Betty Vornbrock and banjoist Diane Jones. Diane was a student at Augusta in my first year, and we see each other at festivals annually. We heard the classic tune Jenny on the Railroad from Mississippi from their CD Hand-Me-Downs on Burning Wolf Records. We'll open the program with My Man's a Jolly Railroad Man from a pioneer in old-time music, Rosa Lee Carson, better known as Moonshine Kate. She recorded with her father, Fiddlin' John Carson, for many years, but she also had a career on her own. This is from a German recording, Flowers in the Wildwood, on Tricont Records. Celebrating Women's History Month with women in old-time music on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Works at anything else. Tomorrow he'll be 40. An engineer is what he is. For him I'll go the limit. So try and beat me if you can. His engine never timid. My man's a jolly railroad man. His engine's number 11. If you want a better man, you'll have to go to heaven. For anything he undertakes is always on the square. The only thing he asks of you, be sure and pay your fare. His hand upon the throttle stick, his head out the cap. Gave that hack the old gun girls, the brake rods nearly dry. He gazed upon his fireman, and soon he starts to mourn. He'll tell you, boys, you all think then of dear old home. My man's a jolly railroad man, his engine's number 11. If you want a better man, you have to go to heaven. Boy, Hong Kong. The engine sways on all 8 wheels, red hot around the dawn. O'er hill and dale we roll with speed, by streams like white streaked ribbon. A pair of wings is all we need to take off in heaven.
Yes, Lord, I'm getting there now. down, choo-choo down the mole, shot down. Getting there, get there, getting there now. Yes, oh Lord, I'm getting there now. Put mine around. Yes, Lord, Lord, made a hole in the ground. Getting there, yes, there, getting there now. Yes, Lord, Lord, I'm getting there now. Rabbit in the garden, with Pips and Sam. For tomorrow morning, I'll have my hand. Getting there, red there, getting there now. Yes, Lord, Lord, I'm getting there now. Red door, red door, you're in my door. Yes, Lord, Lord, I'm one of the door. Getting there, red there, getting there now. Yes, Lord, Lord, I'm getting there now.
Celebrating Women's History Month this week on the Sing Out Radio magazine with an overview of women in old-time country music. We just heard Sarah and Maybelle Carter, recorded back in 1963 at Sarah's home in Angels Camp, California. I'm Leaving You is an old Delmore Brothers tune that they apparently had not played very often before. Mike Seeger and folklorist Ed Kahn were instrumental in having this happen. Maybelle Carter was on the road with the New Lost City Ramblers on the West Coast. And the two of them offered to drive Maybelle up to Angels Camp to visit with her cousin. And they recorded some tunes, and I'm Leaving You as one of those. That's from Close to Home, old-time music from the Mike Seeger collection. And before that, we heard from Samantha Bumgarner and Eva Davis with Big Eyed Rabbit. Samantha and Eva had a chance to play for King George and Queen Elizabeth at one point in their career, back in 1939. They were associated with Bascom Lamar Lunsford. And before that, we heard from Lily Mae Ledford, who, as a member of the Coon Creek Girls, had a chance to play for Franklin Roosevelt as well. And we heard Lily Mae with Wild Bill Jones. That's from the Legends of Old Time Music on County Records. And we let off that set with Moonshine Kate and My Man's a Jolly Railroad Man, sounding a great deal like a female Jimmy Rogers. You are listening to the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and we are celebrating Women's History Month this week with old-time music played by women. We're going to lead off this next set with a band from out in California called the Any Old Time String Band. They recorded in 1978 and 1980. The band consisted of Valerie Mindell, Susie Rothfield, Sue Draham, Jenny Haley, and Kate Brislin. Here's an old tune that they learned from the singing of Gene Ritchie, a song called Dear Companion. Here's the Any Old Time String Band on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Oh, have you seen my dear companion? For he was all this world to me. They say he's gone to a far off country, and that for he was all
silence, and this world shall cease to be. And they lay me down to rest in some flowery boundary tree.
Will you miss me?
Backyard and chop a stack of wood.
Oh, you ain't talking to me. You ain't talking to me. I may be crazy and all like that, but I got good sense, you see. You ain't talking to me. You ain't talking to me. You fed me good, but I can't chop wood. You ain't talking to me.
My wife had ups and downs all through our married life.
She says to me one day, Bill, let's stop this sorrow and strife. We went upon the lake one evening, just about dusk. She says, now, Bill, we'll drown ourselves, the one will grieve for us.
Oh, you ain't talking to me, you ain't talking to me. I may be crazy and all like that, but I got good sense, you see. You ain't talking to me, you ain't talking to me. When the lake runs dry, it's time to die, you ain't talking to me.
My buddy Jake, on a bright and sunny day, I run into a big old bear and he would not go away. Jake says he's powerful big, we'll need some help, it's clear. I'll run back and get the boys, you just keep it here.
Oh, you ain't talking to me, you ain't talking to me. I may be crazy and all like that, but I got good sense, you see. You ain't talking to me, you ain't talking to me. You hold the gun, I'd rather run, you ain't talking to me.
This is the Sing Out radio magazine. If you want more information about Sing Out, it's easy. Just call 1-888-SING-OUT or log on to singout.org. You can also listen to the program as a podcast. This is episode 2013. And remember, you can also hear us on iTunes. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music this week comes from the Reed Island Rounders, and they're recording Hand Me Downs. And we just heard Maysville, a tune that they learned from J.P. Fraley. Betty Vornbrock on the fiddle, Diane Jones on the banjo, and Billy Cornett on the guitar. That's on Burning Wolf Records. Well, we are celebrating Women's History Month this week with an overview of women in old-time music. And we just heard the Highwood String Band, which featured Jenny Cleland on the bass. And we heard You Ain't Talking to Me from the collection Feed Your Babies Onions on Rounder Records. And before that, a rehearsal tape from Hazel Dickens and Alice Gerard. They used to rehearse the songs they were going to sing and listen to them back to see if they could improve upon them. From the recording Sing Me Back Home, the DC tapes, 1965 to 1969, we heard Will You Miss Me? That's on Free Dirt Records. And before that, we let off the set with the Any Old Time String Band from out there in California. They made two recordings, one in 1978 and one in 1980. We heard from the 1978 recording, Dear Companion, that they learned from the singing of Gene Ritchie. That's from their compilation on Arhuli Records called I Bid You Goodnight. That's the Any Old Time String Band. We're going to lead off this next set with a woman who's a third-generation ballad singer and storyteller, Sheila Kay Adams. We'll hear Drunken Hiccups that she learned from Tommy Jarrell from Surry County, North Carolina. And she's accompanied here by James Leva on the fiddle, and her late husband Jim Taylor is singing the harmony. The recording is All the Other Fine Things, a great companion to her novel, My Old True Love. Here's Sheila Kay Adams on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Well, I've played cards in England, I've gambled in Spain. I'm going back to Rhode Island, I'm gonna play my last game. Jack of diamonds, Jack of diamonds, I know you from old. You've robbed my poor pockets of silver and gold. Fiddle and rosin up my bow, and I'll make myself welcome wherever I go. If the ocean was whiskey and I was a duck, I'd dive to the bottom and I'd never come up. But the ocean ain't whiskey and I ain't no duck, so I'll play them drunken hiccups and trust to my luck.
Thank you.
twilight, straining my eyes, listening to hear the sharp hoofbeats of my cowboy when he comes from the drive. Away towards the northward, a coyote starts his refrain, and his brother joins in the chorus, and they sing it again and again. At last it is quiet, and somewhere I hear a horse's shrill neigh, and I know that my cowboy is coming, so I hurriedly turn away. Fix up the fire in the cook stove, put sourdough biscuits to bake, stir up the boiling frijoles and salt and flour a steak. Of my apron, wipe smudge of flour from my nose, and back to my post to greet him, that man in those rough western clothes. I hear the thump of his saddle as he throws it off on the ground, then his horse gives himself a good shaking. I can readily place every sound. At last I hear footsteps approaching, I almost hold my breath, for in my heart I am hoping that he'll notice my new pink dress. He comes, but his eyes wander past me as he greets me with a kiss at the door, and I know that he's wanting his supper, for I've been through the whole thing before. So I place the hot supper before him. Oh yes, I shall surely do my part, as I swallow my own disappointment, for I know that's the way to his heart. Thank you.
That was a nice long set of female players of old-time music. We just heard Brittany Haas from her self-titled recording and a wonderful rendition of Smith's Reel. She was playing with Bruce Molsky on the fiddle, Daryl Anger on the octave fiddle, and of course she was playing the fiddle herself. It's on her own record label called Ook Records. And before that, we heard from Anna Roberts-Gavalt and Elizabeth Leprell from their self-titled recording, Anna and Elizabeth, and an old tune from Doc Boggs, Little Black Train. That's on Free Dirt Records. And before that, we heard from Laurel Primo from her recording The Iron Trios. She's from up in Michigan, and we heard a tune from the playing of Marcus Martin called The Original Gray Eagle. And before that, we heard from the Critton Hollow String Band from out in Paw Paw, West Virginia. We heard Sam Herman singing. She usually plays the dulcimer. And Joe Herman was playing the accordion with Cowboy's Wife's Lament from Cowboys and Indians from the Critton Hollow String Band on Yodelahi Records. And before that, we heard from Rachel Eddy from her recording Nothing But Corn and one of her very favorite tunes, Walk Along John to Kansas. That's on her own record label. And we let off that set with Sheila Kay Adams and Drunken Hiccups from the singing and playing of Tommy Jarrell from all the other fine things on Granny Dell Records from Sheila Kay Adams. Hope you've enjoyed this week's Women's History Month program featuring a lot of women playing old-time music. Next week, we're going to be celebrating April Fool's Day. You've been listening to the Sing Out Radio Magazine. I've been your host, Tom Druckenmiller. If you've enjoyed the program, you can find out more about Sing Out by calling 1-888-SING-OUT or by checking us out on the web at singout.org. The Sing Out Radio Magazine is produced at the Little Cat Records Studios. Join me next time for another trip into the fascinating world of folk and roots music on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is episode 2013.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning. I'd hammer in the evening, all over this land. I'd hammer out danger, I'd hammer out a warning. I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a bell, I'd ring it in the morning. I'd ring it in the evening, all over this land. I'd ring out danger, I'd ring out a warning. I'd ring out love between my brothers and my sisters. All over this land. If I had a song, if I had a song, I'd sing it in the morning. I'd sing it in the evening, all over this land. I'd sing out danger, I'd sing out a warning.